Ever get that feeling? Like you're listening to something, a presentation, maybe a podcast even, and it's just so agreeable. So middle of the road, you almost start to get a little suspicious.
Yeah, like what are they trying to hide?
Exactly. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Could the very blandness of AI-generated content be its downfall?
Interesting question.
We've got this forum discussion we're diving into all about AI content. And one user, SCV, brought up this point about AI podcasts, that they could be incredibly effective at, well, manipulating people.
Okay, I'm intrigued. I mean, how so?
Because they lack any strong viewpoints. Like, it's so bland and agreeable, you just kind of passively accept it.
I see. It's like it just washes over you. You're not really thinking critically about it.
Precisely. It's insidious. So what do you think? Is it possible to be too bland for your own good?
Well, what's interesting here is that SCV is tapping into a very real anxiety about AI. It's not just about robots taking our jobs or anything like that. It's this fear that AI could be influencing us without us even realizing it by creating this echo chamber of, as you said, agreeable but ultimately shallow content.
It's like AI whispering sweet nothings in our ears, but the message is empty.
Exactly.
And SCV actually takes it a step further and makes this really interesting historical comparison to, get this, propaganda, like the kind used by totalitarian regimes.
Oh, wow.
Right. Yeah. What do you make of that?
Well, it's a chilling parallel, actually. When you think about regimes like the USSR or Maoist China, these were regimes that were masters at controlling information. And they knew that if they kept things bland and predictable, it discouraged critical thinking.
Right. If everybody's consuming the same, like, sanitized version of reality, it's a lot easier to control them.
Exactly.
Okay, but hold on a second, because not everyone on the forum was buying it. One user, General Emilio Medici, he jumps in with this really interesting counterpoint. He's like, maybe, just maybe, the powers that be, they're just too incompetent to really control everything.
Medici brings up a good point. To really control the narrative online, you'd have to be everywhere, all the time. You know, faking engagement, creating fake trends, suppressing dissenting voices. It's a lot.
It's a lot. It would take so much effort and coordination, even for governments and powerful organizations. It seems almost impossible to truly control the internet.
And especially with all the competing interests and agendas that are always clashing online, it would be a monumental task.
And you know what? Medici's comment got me thinking about this idea of the uncanny valley. You know, like when something looks almost human.
Yes.
But not quite. And it gives you this weird, unsettling feeling.
Right.
Could there be an uncanny valley, but for, like, norminess, where everything is just so agreeable and inoffensive that our BS detectors start going off?
Absolutely. Because it starts to feel artificial. It's like our instincts are telling us that something's not right.
Exactly. Like that old saying, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Right.
And maybe that's where this whole blandness thing could backfire.
I think so, too.
Because ultimately, we as humans, I think we crave authenticity, you know? We crave genuine connection and, like, even a little bit of friction. Like, those messy, opinionated human voices.
I think you hit the nail on the head there. As humans, we connect with things that are real, raw, and sometimes even a little rough around the edges.
And that's why I think this is so important for us to be aware of as we're navigating this world of increasingly sophisticated AI.
Couldn't agree more. The more AI tries to mimic us, the more we have to kind of level up our own critical thinking skills.
Yes. Question everything. Seek out those diverse voices and perspectives.
Embrace those moments where you think, huh, I haven't thought about it that way, even if it makes you a little uncomfortable.
Exactly. Because if everything's perfectly agreeable, are we really thinking?
That's the question, isn't it? And in a world where AI is constantly learning and adapting, our ability to think critically and engage thoughtfully, that's going to be our superpower.
It's like, that's the one thing AI can't replicate. Our ability to connect as humans. So as we go forward, remember to keep asking those questions, keep seeking out those diverse voices.
And most importantly, trust your gut. If something feels off, it probably is.
That's it for this deep dive. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.